You are tuned in to Lightworkers Lounge, tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world.
I don't think I've shared this on the podcast yet, but I want you guys to know we have a little something going on every Monday morning over on lightworkers-lounge.com. If you sign up for our newsletter, I send out something called What's New and Good every Monday morning. In this email, I just share a little bit about, what this podcast you're about to listen to is. It's a life update. Things that have intuitively come to me throughout the week, things I'm personally going through. It's a little bit of feet on the ground, head in the stars. I'm also sharing some of my favorite apparel I've been wearing and some of my favorite all-natural skincare items, what I'm currently eating, what I'm currently drinking. It's just a fun, free lifestyle email where I share a little bit more about my personal life. It feels better than Instagram or TikTok because it's like a little love letter to your inbox every Monday, and it's free. So if you haven't signed up already, go to lightworkers-lounge.com. A pop-up should appear and sign up for our Monday newsletter of What's New and Good. You, me, and the microphone, and the airwaves, and Jeffrey snoring. Some things never change, right? Hearing my pug Jeffrey snore in the background of podcast episodes. But so much since I launched this podcast in 2018 has changed. And it's been so fun to do the advice columns back in the spring and summer when we did kitchen table talks and coffee chats, just kind of fumbling and tumbling around to find our way into what feels right and good and sticks with it, right? And then I've interviewed some of the most incredible people in this spiritual world. You know, this is a reflection episode because I was looking at all of the episodes I've ever recorded. You know, I've never been one to look at numbers or downloads or statistics, but as I grow in business and really step into that Saturn and Capricorn, I have to look at these things and analyze them and not take them personally, but take them as statistics to better serve my listeners, to better serve my community, because it's not all about me and my creativity anymore. Of course, that's the nucleus of all of this, but it's also about you. And so I look at numbers and downloads, and while I was skimming through it, I thought, whoa, some of the episodes that I thought would do the best had the lowest amount of downloads. And then the episodes that I just hopped on the mic and started talking like a $20 microphone from Amazon. Who knows? Maybe recording in my old Subaru Forester or in an Airbnb somewhere. Those did the best. Those downloaded the best. And my top downloaded episode from what I looked through is the divorce one and the twin flame soulmates karmic partners episode from 2020. I thought, wow, this is so cool to see, but I've grown so much as a human, as a spiritual being. Some of the things I used to talk about no longer resonate with me. I'm sure if I were to record an episode today about twin flames, I wouldn't, because I don't want to talk about those things anymore, because while I still believe in them, it's not something I want to promote. And I think my view of it might trigger a lot of the audience that I did create and make them think, what do you mean you don't believe in it? What do you mean you view it differently? I can definitely reflect back and see how I was going through a really difficult, I just got divorced. I was trying to figure out how to support myself doing a job that everyone said, yeah, okay, Steph, that's a hobby. And it's also not something that you can create money from. Like, good luck with that. But I had the flame in my heart. It wouldn't go away. I had so much passion. And it was just a really difficult time in my life. You know, I was with my ex-husband since I was a teenager, and he was all I ever knew. And so stepping back out into the dating world, I knew nothing. And so I found myself surrounded by people that I could make work, but deep down in my heart just made me feel really uncomfortable. And as a result of feeling really uncomfortable and ignoring the whisper of my heart, I in turn was not a good partner because I can only imagine I was super avoidant, just mute and avoidant and never really sharing my truth about anything. Just like, well, friendships, relationships all take a lot of work. So maybe this is just what you do, because I've been with the same person since I was a kid. I don't know what I'm doing. And as a result, triggers any unhealed wounds in these people. And it's just ring around the rosy, pocket full of posies. And, you know, this isn't to just get too much into my past, right? It's dead and gone, but it's just interesting to witness my growth and grow up with you guys. And it sounds weird to say because I'm a 33 and 2 days I'm turning 34-year-old woman. And it's like, aren't you supposed to be grown by now? Why are we still talking about growing up? And it's funny, right? When you're 24, you look at someone who's 34 and you're like, oh, bow down. Like, that is an elder. That is. And then when you get there, you're like, wait, I'm still a baby. I'm still learning how to be a good partner. I'm still learning how to make friends. I'm still learning how to keep plants alive. Like, wait, when do I magically step into being confident and grown and an adult? When do I not need to call my mom when I'm crying? And I think, I mean, still a baby now. I can't wait till I'm 44 and laughing about what I'm saying on this podcast at 34. But I think you never not need your mom or your dad. I don't think you ever, when you have children, I would assume, I don't think you ever say, I'm a perfect parent and I'm ready for this. I got this. Life's just so interesting. And this is why I love doing these astro advice columns, because obviously you can tell astrology has just taken off for me. It feels so in flow and so in alignment. I don't want to be known as an astrologer, but it is a tool that I will use for the rest of my life to help me raise my future babies, my bonus babies, to help me be the best wife and life partner to somebody, to help me in my work and my career whenever life just gets so inundated with, oh, I'm a mom now and I feel so lost in that role, or, oh my gosh, I lost my own mom and I don't know how to survive without her. You know, you can always look back to your birth chart for a reminder when the flood of emotions from just being a human come up over you and cloud all your senses. You can pull up that birth chart and, oh yeah, okay, whew. That's right. Here I go. Back in the game. That's why I love astrology. And with these advice column episodes, of course, there's times where me and JL stop recording, look at each other and like, why would people take advice from us? Like, we're not perfect. We're not successful to the level we want to be, but we are also people who have gone through more than the average, because he's 35, mid-30s something person has gone through. And we've experienced shadows and dark things that people wouldn't believe or couldn't even begin to fathom. And we don't let it ruin our lives. We don't let struggles ruin our relationship. We don't let them ruin our careers and aspirations. That's something we're really good at. And so when we read your advice column episodes, of course, we want to answer every single question, but gosh, that'll be a year's worth of episodes, but who knows? We'd love to get to each one of them. We're going to try. But I think this is why people want to take advice from me, because I've been there. I've had the low self-worth. In the beginning of Lightworkers Lounge or any entrepreneurship venture I've been on, because there's been a lot, I had those feelings of, what the fuck am I doing? I'm working too much. I'm not paying attention to my friends. I'm working too much. I'm neglecting my poor dog who sits here snoring. Definitely needs to go for a walk and lose some LBs. But I've had all these things. So I love answering your questions, especially with a male perspective. I hope you guys don't mind that JL's been joining me for all of these episodes. I know a lot of people are used to it being just me talking freestyle from the heart like this, but it's really cool to have, you know, JL's unique. He's very unique and special. And this is me speaking as his friend and colleague. He's different. He's just flat out different. when JL was just a fan of the show and DM'd me, I get hundreds of messages, and something was like, whoa, a man is actually interested, nor is he hitting on me in any way. I can feel it and see it. He is just interested and curious and has this thirst for life that is just so unique, especially for a man. And, you know, JL has DMs, lit up in the DMs of many quote unquote famous people on Instagram, and they always respond to him. I mean, I would not be surprised. This guy could message Tom Brady and get a response in a minute. I don't know what it is about his aura and his energy, but people sense it and they feel it and they love it. And so I feel so blessed and lucky to have him as my partner that I'm like, hey, it is so rare for us ladies to have our husbands or our boyfriends or our partners, or even ladies who just have male friends, to have them be able to openly express and talk about astrology and spirituality and emotions. That I feel like, oh, I got to share this with you guys because this is a totally different perspective. Masculine versus feminine, male versus female. It's just tale as old as time. And the fact that JL can get on here with me and gently talk about it and debate it with me, it's really cool. And that's where we love the slogan, feet on the ground, head in the stars. The feet on the ground is the masculine energy. The, hey, I know you love your woo-woo stuff, ladies, but we also have to do some feet on the ground. And then you have me, the feminine, the heart, the head in the stars. That's like, yeah, but look at the birth chart and the energy and the emotions of the sky. And so we thought it would be genius to blend these two energies to really get a full picture of how we can live the happiest life we can possibly try to achieve, how we can get through some of our toughest demons and also the most difficult outer life challenges. But I guess I just wanted to get on here on this rainy Sunday afternoon here in 7,000 feet up in Colorado and talk about a life update and just kind of say hi and share where I'm at, where we're going, talk a little bit about the past because I've grown so much and it's been such a whirlwind. And yeah, it's been a while since I've just sat down and talked about life with you. And so I wanted to give you a little update and kind of reintroduce myself, I suppose, as a host, as a human, as a person, because it's been a while since I just sat down. These episodes have stopped like almost since I met JL. And then I really dove into partnership and the growth that my heart was craving for so long. I craved a partner that would love me as hard as he does, be as loyal to me as he is, but also challenge me. It is just the weirdest, most indescribable feeling to be in a relationship that you think is normal and fine and good, but then in the quiet of night and the stillness of the day, find yourself like, I want to be stretched. The only way I can think of explaining it is my heart wanted to be stretched, to evolve, to grow. And I realized that the situation and marriage and place I lived and job I did was not doing it. And it was just like, oh, no. Like, I'm going to constantly have this yearning and this craving for growth and to be stretched, right? Because to be stretched sounds like, do you crave drama? Like, no, to be stretched. Think about your physical body. When you stretch sometimes in yoga class or if it's just at home, sometimes those stretches hurt. Try and do a split right now. Whew, that shit hurts. But the longer you hold it, the better you feel when you come out of it. And the more you practice stretching every single day, you're so flexible that you don't get hurt as often. You don't have yourself injured. You can work out longer to increase the dopamine and serotonin in your brain, but also tighten your body to just look good, feel good. That's what I craved spiritually in my soul. And JL gave me that. And so the solo episodes of me talking like this kind of stopped because those stretches don't feel good. And imagine me trying to do a split while recording an episode. You would be like, are you okay, Steph? Pulse check. What's going on? And so I kind of retracted because I thought, okay, I would love to share what's happening and what's going on with these people because they are my people. But it's going to be misconstrued because I'm knee deep in the thick of rushing water and I'm going to just not say the right thing. It's going to sound bad. It's going to come off weird. I just want to wait until it's done and then tell the story. that type of energy, right? As an entrepreneur and someone who's chasing dreams that no one in my family has ever acquired or even went after, you learn to keep your dreams to yourself until they're done. And then you can tell people, this is what I went through. These are my thoughts. This is my daily routine, my habits, my mindset. Because if you tell the wrong people before your airplane even backs up onto the runway to take off with this idea, that energy and influence can really anchor you. It can slit the tires in your airplane and you're not even going to get on the runway. So that's just something that's really worked for me, is to, when I begin a new journey, kind of keep it to myself until the journey is complete and then talk about it. It's just good for my mental health. I think that in the process of manifesting, which is what hard work is manifesting something, it's really best to only tell people that you genuinely know will be there for you and authentically want to see you succeed, and not say, well, but are you sure you can? I don't know about that. You don't want to. You don't want to poke those holes in the balloon of manifestation. Don't do it. So you guys know I live in Colorado now. We are renting a place, and this is a first for JL and I. We are renting a place until March 23rd. That date keeps popping up heavy for me. I don't know what it is, but it's heavy in a good way. And I think Pluto moves into Aquarius, which, of course, we'll have an episode on this because it is huge for next year and then years and years to come. But does Pluto move into Aquarius? January? No. Yeah, there it is. Pluto will briefly spend time in Aquarius March 23rd, 2023. I'm telling you guys, I don't know if I'm just sensing this or what. But this is huge. So just briefly, Pluto is a planet of death and rebirth, of massive transformation. Pluto has been in Capricorn since 2008. And for the American listeners, what happened in our country in 2008? Huge upheaval and stock market crashed. It was crazy. A huge upheaval in our financial system. Aquarius rules the internet, technology, new age, astrology. This is huge for things like this, thinking outside the box. It also rules gay, lesbian, trans, LGBTQ. So I would imagine a lot of transformation in these areas of life. But we'll have a future episode about that. Jael and I are renting a cabin in Pagosa Springs, Colorado. And I know for those of you who have been here years, it's like, Steph, what are you doing? Your dream is Key West. Let's just go the polar opposite route and live at 8,000 feet, right? What are you doing? I get it. I totally get it, you know? And I want you guys to remember something as you listen to my podcast, other podcasts, as you watch reels on TikTok and Instagram and read Facebook posts, if that's your thing. People only share a tiny slice of their reality. It's really difficult to do what I do on this podcast because I could get judged. I can only imagine what the reviews say about me sometimes in my podcast. And when you already just unzip yourself and get naked on stage in front of thousands of people, to have people then throw tomatoes at you or laugh at your soft belly or your cellulite or your wrinkles. And it's hard. It's not for the weak-hearted, but there's so many good things that outweigh that, of course, but it's difficult. And I share probably half of my pie with you. I don't even share the whole thing. Most people only share tiny 10%, 20% of their actual reality, and something we have to really get in tune with. I'll tell you what, Pluto moving into Aquarius, we have to transform the way we behave on the internet and work together and be, this is what Aquarius rules, humanity, the collective, right? Aquarians can be little grumpy grumps because they just get so fed up of the separation. We have the Democrats, the Republicans, the LGBTQ community, then homophobic people. And they're just like, no, 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 no. Aquarians say we're supposed to unite and be a collective consciousness. You guys are ruining it. And then they just recluse and say, fuck it, I'm going to go smoke weed. Love me some aquas. But this, as I was saying, you see just a tiny piece of someone's true reality on the internet and in podcasts. And so when you guys think, oh, she loves Key West, this is her place, what are you doing? Get your ass down there. Why are you going to the polar opposite, the cold mountains? I can understand why. But there's also ebbs and flows of energy. And honestly, I did not see myself living here at all. But while JL and I started to say, okay, we can't freaking bounce around Airbnbs. We can't just rent places for even 6 months. Used to be a long time for us because we were just so thirsty to travel and explore together. But in the phase of life that we are currently in and want to continue to grow in, it just wasn't feasible to live out of the motorhome. But hey, I'll say the motorhome life from 2021 would have definitely worked if I didn't get sick and diagnosed with adrenal fatigue, right? We would have loved it. We to this day are like, do you want to buy a motorhome again? Because it was so fun and cool and liberating. But when you've got kiddos in the picture, and then businesses that need a place to be, like an office or a workshop or a studio, it's just not feasible. But if you don't have all that, oh, go for it. It is definitely an experience people should have. But we were on Zillow while we were staying in an Airbnb in Indiana to go visit my family back in March. And we were like, oh, where do we go? What do? We don't know. And then we looked at Colorado and it just felt right. And then everything just fell into place effortlessly. Normally things in our lives do not happen effortlessly. They take a lot of sleeves roll up, grit, hard work, determination. But getting this place we currently live in was just smooth as butter. And it worked. And we're like, okay, that's got to be a sign. This just fell into our lap. Let's take it. And of course, we were still nervous, like, yo, this is a year lease. This is like a winter in the mountains. What are we doing? Our dream, our ultimate dream is to have 6 months here in the mountains and 6 months in the Keys. That is the goal. And it's hard to even say it out loud because that sounds like such an abundant, wealthy dream come true that I'm like, yo, is that really something I can create? And JL sometimes has the same, like, can we? But it's what feels good in our heart, right? And everyone's always like, well, what if you have full-time kids? It's like, we'll figure it out. I don't know when the time comes, right? And I'm sure there's parents listening to this like, good luck. Have fun with that. You got to stay somewhere 18 years. We say, uh-uh. Where there's a will, there's a way. This is our thing. When people try and tell us you can't do something, that's not possible, we say, hold my beer. This is just both of our personalities. It's who we are. But that's the goal, is to live in the Keys 6 months and here 6 months and own two properties, go back and forth between the two. Will I probably stay in the Keys the whole time? Probably. We'll see. We will see when the time comes. But the Keys is a beast. Florida is it's a creature to be captured. And every time I kept going down there, it just didn't feel right. It didn't feel right. And it definitely feels right as a place that I want to be and have property in, but not until it's something I can afford that is something that I dream of, aka a house on the Atlantic side with a rooftop deck where I can see the Gulf and the Atlantic because it's a little chain of islands for those not familiar with it. And when you go down there, it's very expensive and you will pay so much to live in a 300 square foot apartment with 5 seconds of hot water. And then it's full of traffic. It really is a very busy place. It's a tourist place. And it's, again, a chain of islands. So there's one big highway in the middle of it. So no matter where you go, you're always going to hear this highway. There is not, unless you own a boat or have a friend with a boat and you can go out into the water and just zone out, you hear traffic noise 24/7. And for someone as sensitive as I am and just craving, I'm stepping into this Taurus rising, craving stillness and grounding, the mountains was my jam. I remember when we crossed the Colorado border driving from Indiana, we were driving through Kansas. Whew, that's a trip in itself. And we got to the Colorado border and we both, I was in my car, JL was in his, and we sent each other an audio message like, did you feel that? Yeah. Did you? Oh yeah. And it was just butterflies, like getting your puppy, picking your puppy up for the first time, or I would imagine like holding your baby for the first time, just butterflies, golden, delicious, glittery energy in our guts. And we were like, Colorado is home. And even as we drove further into the mountains to get here and we started to see snow, like we were leaving the Midwest where it was starting to become beautiful in spring and flowers were blooming, which is my favorite. And we stepped back in time, back into winter coming up to the mountains. It didn't eat at me like it normally does. It felt like home. And it had been so long since I felt that feeling that I was like, oh, we made it. We made it and we love it here and it's been awesome. And I just paid our rent on the first and I said, oh my God, we only have 2 more months left of rent. Like it's so weird. We have an app where we pay rent from and it used to be full of like 12 months worth of rent. And I was like, oh baby, we're here for a while. And now it's like, oh, we got to give our 30-day notice soon and we got to start looking for new places. And we're definitely not staying here. Not in a bad way, just it is a small town. And when you want medical help, you got to go to Denver, 6-hour drive. Sorry. And yeah, it's just been too much. And it's definitely a place we are most definitely, mark my words, I'll pull this episode up when it happens. We are going to buy a ranch here and it's going to be called Twin Moon Ranch because we have this family thing where JL and I have Scorpio moons. Our two boys have Pisces moons. My mom and my brother have Leo moons. There's so many connections of people in our lives that have matching moon signs. So we were like, it'd be so cool to call it Twin Moon Ranch. And we can see it. We have planned it. It's there. It will be here in Pagosa Springs because this place is pure magic. But it's like we both intuitively know we've got, for this phase of life, we've got to go be near a city, an airport, medical stuff, a community that can become family to help us watch our dog and help us with child stuff and business stuff. It just has to happen. This beautiful town we live in is a place to recluse and rest and heal. It's not a place to form a community that turns into family and, you know, so. And then eventually we want to get back down to the Keys, of course, so. Will we be down there renting? Probably not. I think we decided we are not going to live down there until we can afford at least to buy a condo or something to where we can start the process of owning property down there. But that's going to be, we have this little saying in the family that I'm going to buy the house down there. It's got to be me. I mean, never in my life did I think I could even buy a house or property until I was like 80. But to imagine myself buying a home in the Keys, cash, that's my dream, and saying it's mine, and I did it, oh, makes me scratch my head. So I think as for what city we're going to live in, I am all in for Denver. We've talked about Nashville because that's closer to where I was born, raised, and my family is. Obviously, Texas is in the equation, but it just doesn't resonate. None of the cities down there just hit. They don't feel good. Denver feels really good. Nashville feels all right. I don't think we're going to live in mainland Florida. It's just a different beast. I laugh because I think of all the Florida meme accounts I follow. So yeah, that's where we're at. That's where we're going. Obviously, this year of 2022 was a lot of health struggles for both me and JL. You guys know I had surgery on my body, on my uterus, back in September to remove polyps. So, you know, as I get older, I'm turning 34. Fertility, consumption, becoming a mom is taking center stage. I can't wait to tell when that journey's over and I can talk to you guys about it. Oh my God, I'm bursting at the seams. Not pregnant. Don't think I am. But yeah, oh Lord, that's been one for the books, one to write home about. But it's just all so synchronistic and so interesting how I intuitively felt like, okay, I need a fertility checkup just because my age, I know better. I have never had one before. I'm going to go get checked out. And then the moment I did and they discovered, oh, your uterus lining's really thick. I was like, what does that mean? And then getting different testing done and realizing, oh, whoa, we've got some growths in there. Like, it's so bizarre to know that essentially I was like 90% infertile for who knows how long those polyps have been in there. They were literally blocking my fallopian tubes with their presence. And just to imagine all the times those things have saved me from having children with the wrong person, or it's its own story. It really is. I don't want to go down that hole, but all pun intended. But it's just so, so interesting. And I can't wait to lay all the pieces on the table out and share that journey with you guys, because it's wild, it's spiritual, it's sad, it's dark, but it's cool to hear about. And I'm willing to bet there are people listening to this who are like, no, share it. I need to hear it. I will, my love. I will. So that's where we're at. That is where we are at. Currently in Colorado, 3/23/23 is the date that our lease is up. I really don't know if we'll last that long because we are both just with projects on our lap and things that we need to go do for health and business. There's just, I don't know if we can last that much longer in this gorgeous little town. And boy, I will cry like a baby when we leave, because it is like, Pagosa Springs is like staying with your grandma and your grandpa. They cook for you. They clean for you. They rub you when you're sad. They just take care of you. It just has that grandmother, grandfather energy here of resting and grounding. And it's like, okay, I feel so much better. I'm ready to go tackle the world. I feel more confident. I'm ready to go make new friends and a new community and a new place. And plus, I am itching to travel. Ah, your Sagittarius sister, she has not traveled since 2019. Yes, okay, I lived in a motorhome. Jail and I take so many road trips, but my friends, I have not been in an airplane since December 30th, 2019. And it just makes me scratch my skin. I gotta go somewhere. Jail and I have dated 3 years, known each other for, and we've never been in an airplane together. We have never flown together, and that breaks my heart. We don't live anywhere near an airport out here. We are 4 hours from Albuquerque's airport, and that's not even that big of one. We are 6 or 7 hours from the Denver airport. It's just, it's got to go. We've rested, we've relaxed, we've grounded ourselves. We did it. We stayed somewhere for a year. It's time for these crazy kids to get back in the world and do big things, to create these big dreams. It's all in the mindset. It's all in the grinding. It's all in the doing uncomfortable things, standing up when your knees want to buckle. And that's where we're at. And as for Lightworkers Lounge, it will always be here. For as long as I shall be privileged enough to have it, I will always show up for you guys. I hope I'm still recording when I'm 44. I really do. I'll always be here as your friend on the airwaves to share tales of having a human experience in a spiritual world. The good stuff, the bad stuff, the real stuff, scary stuff. I will forever be here for you, and thank you for being there for me. Sending love from Colorado and beyond. Mwah.